to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, January 5th, 2020, by Eric Williams.
Tomorrow is actually the Feast of the Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas, the end of the Christmas season, the day on which we celebrate the coming of the Magi to visit the infant Jesus in Bethlehem. We're anticipating that by one day because I love Epiphany, so don't tell the bishop. Oh, we don't have a bishop. For a whole month, we're without a bishop, just a bishop-elect. But don't tell her either that we're anticipating Epiphany. And I thought to celebrate this wonderful holiday, I'll give you a pop quiz. How's that sound? Aren't you excited at 8 o'clock in the morning to have a pop quiz? So the first quiz, the question of the quiz is, how many wise men were there? No. Well, we don't know. The Bible does not tell us how many wise men there were. Why do we think there's three? The three gifts, right? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So it made sense, three gifts, three wise men. According to the Eastern Orthodox Church, or I think the Armenian Church, there were 12 wise men. There may have been some wise women, too. Maybe you've seen that joke. If there had been wise women, they would have brought diapers and formula and practical gifts. But the wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Why those particular gifts? They brought these gifts because they were valuable, rare, and precious gifts, but they were also symbolic. According to tradition, these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh were a statement about who Jesus was. The gold was a symbol of his royalty. Gold was reserved for royalty and those in great positions of authority, and so they brought this gold. Frankincense was used in temple worship, and so it was a sign of the priesthood of Christ, the high priest, according to the letter to the Hebrews. And then myrrh, the strangest gift of all. Myrrh, a fragrant oil that was used in the preparation of bodies for burial. What an odd gift to give a child, to give a baby. Here's something for your funeral. Not a typical gift that we would give at a shower, but a symbol of Jesus' humanity. This was the Son of Man as well as the Son of God. And who were these magi? Who were these wise men? As far as we can tell, they were from the east. That's what Matthew tells us. But where? Probably from the Parthian Empire, from modern-day Iran. Think about that, given the news of this week, that the wise men came from Iran, from Persia. They were Zoroastrian priests who were astrologers. They believed that you could look into the heavens and see significance that was happening on earth. You could look and see there were different quadrants they had mapped out in the stars that aligned with countries on earth that they knew about. And so when they saw something in the part of the heavens that related to Judea, an amazing event, star, some kind of astronomical event happened, and they said, something amazing is happening right now in Judea. And so they got on their camels, and they traveled all the way, not to Bethlehem, but to Jerusalem, to the capital, to find the royalty, right? This was a king. Well, where do you go to find a king? You go to the palace. And boy, did they find a king in the palace in Jerusalem, Herod, that fox. Herod, who did not respond with joy to the birth of a new king, of the Messiah, but rather with fear. He was afraid, and all Jerusalem with him, afraid of this new king who would overturn the status quo, who would threaten his authority and his power. And so he lies to the Magi. He sends them as his spies to seek out this king so he may, quote, do him homage. Well, his homage, as we know, is the grimmest part of the Christmas story. His homage was to send his soldiers to slaughter every male child under the age of 2 to make sure that this king would not survive and become a threat to him. The wise men are different. They come with joy. Their hearts are filled with joy, and they do homage to this infant born into nothing. They must have marveled at the fact that this Messiah, this king, was not born in the palace in Jerusalem, but in a stable, in a cave in Bethlehem, born to no great family, no wonderful royalty, but instead poverty and humility. And yet they were filled with joy and laid their gifts before him, these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. So I was thinking about Epiphany and the gifts of the Magi. Made me think, perhaps you read many years ago a short story by O. Henry. Do you remember O. Henry? Those wonderful stories. Well, he wrote a story called The Gift of the Magi. Do you remember that story? A young couple in poverty is newly married, and they have nothing. They can't scrape together enough money to give each other a Christmas present, and yet they are desperately in love and want to honor one another with a gift. And so they only have 2 things of value. The wife, Della, has beautiful, long, lustrous hair. And so her husband decides that he will sell the most precious thing he owns, his watch that was passed down to him by his grandfather through his father to him. He sells the watch so that he can buy beautiful combs that his wife has admired in the shop window. And Della, wanting to honor her husband, knowing that this watch is the most precious thing that he owns, has her hair cut off and sells it so that she can buy a beautiful chain that he can put on his watch. And so Christmas Day arrives, and they share their gifts with one another. These foolish children, as O. Henry calls them. And yet, he says, they are more wise than the wisest of people, because in their love for one another, they have sacrificed the most precious things that they have. It's an ironic story, but it's also a beautiful story. And it reminds us that just as the Magi came with precious gifts to lay before Jesus, that was not the most precious gift that was present in Bethlehem on that first Christmas. The most precious gift of all was Jesus himself. God's wonderful gift to humanity. A gift not just for the people of Israel to be their Messiah, but a gift for the Samaritan woman at the well. A gift for lepers, a gift for the shepherds, those dirty, crazy guys out in the field, a gift for children who had no status, a gift for Gentiles represented by those first wise men. It was Jesus who was the gift for all of us, for all of humanity, more precious than gold or frankincense or myrrh. And in response to that wonderful gift, the wise men brought their own gifts. And so I want to leave you with a thought. How are we, like Jim and Della, those newlyweds, foolishly giving the most precious things that they had to one another? How might we be Magi as well? What gifts might we give in response to God's amazing gift of himself at Christmas? How might we give things that are precious? Maybe not gold or frankincense or myrrh or even the latest iPhone, but the most important gift of all, which is the gift of ourselves. Think about this Christmas and the gifts that you gave or the gifts that you received. I would venture to say that the most important gift that you gave or received this year was the gift of your time and your presence. There is something so beautiful and powerful and magical about the gift of ourselves, our time, our presence, our love. How often are we too distracted to really enjoy and appreciate the people in our lives? How often are we too busy and distracted to really appreciate the gift of God's presence in our lives as well? How might we, this Epiphany, celebrate the birth of Jesus by giving our time and our presence to one another and to the God who loves us so much and gave us the most precious gift